7:48, it's Don and Jess, and today is, I would like to say, an international anti-holiday. You, on the other hand, apparently, now this is going to be...
This is my holiday.
This is where we're going to have to depart on our symbiotic pleasantries here. Because it is well documented that there are a few things that raise the hackles on me and get me fired up. And one of them is candy corn. One of them is candy corn. All right. And maybe I already did my candy corn rant before you came on the show. I think.
Did you? Well, I'm definitely.
No, I do an annual Peeps, candy corn, and pumpkin spice rant. So that was before you joined the show.
Okay, good. So thank goodness.
I will refrain from raining down the candy corn hate on you.
Okay.
Because today is
National Candy Corn Day.
I cannot even believe that there is a National Candy Corn Day. And by the way, my wife revealed to me over the weekend, and again, another thing you and my wife have in common, which is becoming a little uncanny now, really. It's a little weird.
Making a running list.
Yeah. She loves the candy corn, and she brought a whole bag of it home, and I just put it right into, I hid it in the pantry. So if she wants to eat that trash, she's going to have to dig for it. You know what I'm saying?
What about your kids?
Look, I'm raising my kids right. Peep free, candy corn free, and pumpkin spice free. All right? This is America.
That's sad.
So National Candy Corn Day. You're all about it. You're super excited about this. And
my husband even made me homemade candy corn.
Okay, so for people that don't, I can't believe you love candy corn, because it's literally two of the things that will ruin you physically if you were to ingest candy corn. If you were to go down to the Walmart and get a bag of candy corn off the shelf and start eating it, you would be sick. How can you love something that not only is disgusting, like they pulled it out of your ear and put it in a bag and then said, ooh, eat that. How can you eat that knowing also that it's not only awful, but it will make you horribly sick because of your food allergies?
Here's
How can you like it?
Yes, I'm allergic to corn, but I grew up eating candy corn before this allergy. Oh, my gosh. I love it so much that my husband even worked hours to make me
Hold on. You ate it before you had the allergy?
What? Yeah, so I had this allergy.
So you didn't. 16. So when you were a kid, born. You didn't have the allergy.
Right.
And you just used to chow down the candy corn.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you have the allergy because you ate it when you were a kid.
There we go. I thought I was going to not have the rant. Yeah. Here it is.
Okay. It's over.
Okay.
So you can't eat real candy corn.
No.
Which is a blessing. Consider that a blessing, lady.
But
you are so excited because your husband made you a... What is it like?
It's corn-free, or like corn syrup,
gluten-free.
Yeah, candy corn.
Candy corn.
Yeah, I made it with, like, I don't know.
You showed me a picture of it.
It's awesome.
Is it?
Oh, my gosh.
So what's worse than actual candy corn? Like...
Well, maybe you like this one better. Because it's not actual candy corn. I'll bring you one
in. Okay, but I looked at it, and why does it look like corn chips painted to look like candy corn? Is it really corn chips that's painted to look like candy corn?
No. Because you had to, like, roll it out and dye it.
Wow.
Like, different colors.
This dude loves you.
He sure does.
He loves you.
If there is a food I cannot have, he will go to the ends of the earth to make it, find it.
Okay.
So that I can enjoy.
I got to give him props for that, but I'm going to take away the bonus points that it's candy corn.
That it's candy corn.
That's candy corn.
We should have just called it something else.
By the way, FYI, candy corn is not the most hated candy, even though it may sound like it on this show, at least from my point of view.
There's worse.
Yeah, there's a list here. Let's start at 19 since candy corns are in there. Let's just start at number 19. That would be Brock's Mellow Cream Pumpkins.
I don't even know what that is.
Which are a lot like the candy corn, but they're pumpkins.
The pumpkin candy corns?
Stop. 23% of people hate them. Hate them. I'm in the 23%.
Oh, my gosh. Those ones are my favorite.
Number 18, and I am not okay with this being on the list, Bitto Honey. The Bitto Honey, it's the
I've
little...
I've never even tried it because it's so gross. Like,
I like them. 26% of people hate them. Also at 26%, Laffy Taffy.
Oh my gosh, I loved the really long ones.
How can you hate Laffy Taffy? If you hate Laffy Taffy,
you hate laughing.
Yes, exactly. How about Double Bubble Gum?
Oh, maybe because it goes out of flavor in 2 seconds.
It does. And if it's been around a while, it's basically like chewing on a rock. Okay. But once you get it going, though, it's a staple, right?
You get 30 seconds of joy in them.
You do. You do. 27% of people hate them. And this one I can't believe because I absolutely adore these in every shape, form, or fashion. Thank you very much. Cadbury Cream Eggs. How can you hate those?
Those are little bits of heaven.
Yeah, and the little tiny ones that come in the dozen now. Have you seen those?
Yeah.
I love those. Okay. Oh, there's Halloween versions of those,
Can't have those.
Number 14, Mentos.
Oh.
Maybe it's because people are confused. They're not sure what it is. Is it a mint? Is it a candy? Is it gum?
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, I think they have all three.
I think it's all three now.
They have a candy one.
If you hand out Mentos to trick-or-treaters, you might as well just hand out bottles of, like, Listerine. It's just weird, right?
Well, I mean, what if it's the flavored ones?
I think it's just a trick-or-treat candy.
Yeah.
That's what we're going to go with.
Okay. That makes sense.
Smarties. 27% of people hate Smarties. You know what I call those 27% or 28%? I call them the people eating Dum Dums.
Because they're Dum Dums.
Do you get it? Dum-dums? You should be eating Smarties? I'm telling you, there's something to it. If you eat Dum-dums, you better eat a Smartie, or you may just stay dumb. I'm just saying.
You know what? Tim at our guy at Sam's Club, he called me a Dum-dum because I was handing out Dum-dums.
Exactly. So,
wouldn't you be a
Smartie? I'm just saying.
Yes.
We should have both.
Give up out to balance it out.
People think we're crazy when we're saying that. There's something behind that. Trust me. You probably have never heard of these. Nick L. Nip. Have you ever heard of Nick L. Nip?
No.
Man, saying that out loud makes it sound awful and inappropriate. The little wax bottles with the juice inside.
Those
actually have a name, and it's Nick-L-Nip. So it's Nick L. Nip. I don't even...
That doesn't make any sense.
We may be getting fined by the FCC even for saying that.
We got flagged.
30% of people hate them. I don't hate them. I just eat them. I put the whole thing in my mouth.
No, you do not.
I don't bite the top off and drink it like a little bottle of juice. Just eat the whole dang thing. And then chew on the wax and then spit it out.
Okay.
Like a man!
So I've learned you're just weird when it comes with candy. You don't like candy corn, but you do like the weird wax.
Okay. What about Tootsie Rolls now? Everybody's out on Tootsie Rolls.
What?
Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls.
Tootsie Rolls. 30% of people hate them, and they are everywhere. Halloween, the kids mix, right?
Yeah. You're going to get lots of it. So.
There's like five different versions of the Tootsie Roll. There's the big fat one. Uh-huh. There's the long, skinny one, the little tiny mini one. I will only eat Tootsie Rolls if there's nothing left that has any chocolate taste to it at all, and I'm desperate for chocolate.
Because it's like fake chocolate.
Yeah,
I will eat
a Tootsie Roll. Okay, so that's like 19 to number 11. You got the top 10. Lay it on them.
All right. Here's the worst ones, apparently.
Yeah.
Lemon Heads. I love those.
30%?
Yeah, 30%.
I like the little skin that you get the skin off of it. That's the sour
part.
It's
chewy, and then you get to like the hard part in the middle.
The sweet hard part. How can you not like that? Oh my gosh, number 9. Yeah.
Almond Joy.
What?
I know. And you like that Almond Joy creamer.
Which, can I tell you, Almond Joy creamer is still MIA. Thank you, International Delight, for ruining my morning.
Let us know if you see it show
up. If you know where Almond Joy creamer is right now, you need to message us immediately.
We got prizes. We'll give you something.
We might dig out
something for you.
And I'm about ready to take the Almond Joy candies and just start putting it in creamer.
Just melt them down.
I am. All right. So that's number 9, Almond Joy.
Yes. Number 8, Jelly Beans.
Come on.
I guess it depends which jelly bean you get.
Jelly Bellies? Jelly Bellies? You like the Jelly Bellies? Like the little you don't like the Jelly Bellies?
Yeah, I don't like them. Well, just because I don't, like, it's always like, is this going to be gross?
Yeah.
It's a gamble.
It is a gamble. It could taste like earwax.
Yeah.
Or like a candy corn. It could taste like candy. Okay, go ahead.
7 hot tamales. Duh.
I mean, I'll eat a hot tamales. It's not my favorite.
If I wanted to eat something, like, candy and spicy just doesn't make sense.
What about like the Mike and Ike then? Because those are the same, like, candy company.
Yeah.
The Mike and Ike?
Why would I want... to voluntarily just have my mouth on fire.
Well, Mike and Ike's are just like regular jelly beans. You know, they're just long, all right?
Except
so,
sweet.
So you got three different boxes, all right? You've got the hot tamales, which are the hot. Then
like
you've
the
got the
hots.
Jelly beans, which is the Mike and Ike's. And then you've got the Good and Plenty, which is the black licorice, the white and purple. Disgusting. Now, why isn't that on there?
Yeah, where are these ones?
Hey, look what's number six.
Candy corn.
42% of people say they hate it.
But 45 say that they love it.
See this? This is
so more people love it than hate it. So you're in the wrong section of this.
That's the perfect. That's perfect for what's going on in this room right now. Okay, so that's number six. Top five. Let's go.
Red Hots.
Woo! How about a mouth of Red Hots though, and a Coke? Have you ever had that?
Oh, that sounds awful.
It'll blow your head off. Seriously, it's amazing. Okay.
Four Atomic Fireballs.
Straight poison in candy. I mean that.
Ooh, and it doesn't even taste good afterward. Like, it burns your mouth. And
number two.
Jawbreakers.
45?
But what are we talking, like?
45% of people hate Jawbreakers?
Yeah. Wow. I guess it must be the box of, or no, those are Gobstoppers.
I love the Gobstoppers because you can chew them.
Yeah.
They're not too hard.
Yeah, that's true. But Jawbreakers, I remember going to the candy store and getting those giant, like, baseball-sized
ones.
My wife
hates those
and
things.
Then just, like...
You're just licking it, and then you put it on the counter in your room.
A month, yeah.
Got hair like on it. And it's, yeah.
Hated it. But I love it.
Are we doing a podcast at this point? Okay. Number one is...
Peeps.
Woo! I hate the Peeps.
Yeah, marshmallows as a
Do you like Peeps?
No.
Okay.
No.
All right. So we can agree.
I think I would eat one, but it's...
Okay. Okay. No. So...
What about a peep on a s'more?
So you like the candy corn, but you hate the peep, which means we're 50-50 here. Because I hate them both. They actually have a peep filled with candy corn, and it's like pumpkin spice flavored, which I believe is literally the seventh sign of the apocalypse. So there you go. There's your top 19. I don't know why circus peanuts aren't on there. Those little squishy little orange.
Oh, I've never even had one of those.
Or what about the black and the orange wrapped candy? I don't know what they are. Peanut butter something? They're awful. Yeah, don't give those to kids either.
Right to the garbage.
There's a lot of different candies.
You might get your house egged.
There it is. We're going to put this up on the podcast page in case you missed any of it or you tuned out. Thank you very much.